education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Throw it in the garbage, get your new filter, and put it up. And watch how the efficiency of your air, the quality of your air, and the utility rate doesn't go up any. Simply by changing the filter. There are filters on your mind. 90% of your conscious decisions are not conscious. They go through a subconscious filter. And if the filter's dirty, you can be the sweetest saint with issues. All the best of intentions and all messed up. Why? The filter's messed up. So in this time of shift, we're going to shift some things that will cause transformation. This is going to be for real. You're not just going to be talking now. You know, so many people that just talk. You know of it. They just talking about, oh, yeah, you just, yeah. You always talking. Amen. Tell somebody, show me the money. Tell somebody, show me the money. When you're going to find out, and others around you going to find out, when you change the filter, they're going to see a you they never seen before. Because all your life you've been sending stuff through that dirty filter. And your intentions have been well, but the fruit of it hadn't been so well. That's why some saved folk act so crazy. Amen. I said saved folk, they love God, but crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be emphatic here. Saved folks. The filter's messed up. Tell somebody, I'm finna change my filter. You know, if in your car, your oil filter, you know when that oil get look like bulk oil? You know when it get black, you better change that oil. But when you change oil, you better change the filter too. The filter catches all the debris and stuff that tries to get in. It catches it. And so from time to time, when it done caught too much, you know, in the older model cars, before they had all this modern stuff on it, when you didn't change oil in a while, you knew when somebody didn't change oil. Moment they take off from the stoplight, all kind of smoke behind them. They need to change their oil, add some oil or something, change the filter too. Y'all, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all don't have a clue, but we got to change the filters. And so we are on a mission before this new year comes in and throughout the new year to shift who we are. Stop living from the human perspective of limitation. That is not who you are. As a child of God, you are extraordinary. Ain't nothing ordinary about you. But you've been thinking ordinary. You've been just hanging in there, holding on. Till Jesus comes. Trying to make 100. Say amen, somebody. I ain't mad at nobody. I ain't being critical. I'm just trying to help you. All right? So, let's take a look at this transformational shift. I shared these statistics with in the first service. I'm going to share it again. Here, because I think it's so amazing. the neural science having to do with your mind. See, our battle's in the mind. Why the amen so sad? I said, our battle is in the mind. See, that's what's wrong with us if we get it the second time. No, our battle as a child of God is waged in the mind. And some of us need to understand that. Some of us need to become mentally stronger. You're not going to have confidence at the level of confidence that you need until you become mentally stronger. You're always buckling under pressures. I just can't take it. Because your mind is weak. I'm not being critical, I'm being for real. Because your mind is weak. The devil saw where he could weaken Eve's mind. And he approached her with an ultimatum. See, the devil used imaginations against Eve. Vain imaginations will always lead you away from God.
Amen.
Now, first of all, God gave us his word, right? Now, you're going to always struggle if your Bible is always collecting dust.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Be honest. Be honest with yourself. Amen. Ain't nobody looking. Be honest with yourself. How often do you open your Bible?
Amen.
I mean, really get into it.
Amen.
Like you would a good meal.
Amen. Amen.
How often? Really? The word says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not lack of information, but lack of knowledge. Knowledge of God's ways. Knowledge of what God has said. How are you going to counter the enemy when the enemy brings something to you and you ain't got no word for it? Jesus countered him with, "It is written." He had something for him. Amen. Doesn't mean that you have to be a Bible scholar or know verses of scripture verbatim. You just have to know the principles of the word so that you can discern the voice of the devil. Because he'll come to you like he did to her and say, "God hath not surely said." And see, your environment is already talking loud to you.
Amen.
Folk hating on you. Ain't nothing seem to be going right. And instead of living from the inside, you now are subjecting yourself to living from the outside. And the environment, you're conforming to the world and the system of the world and the mind and spirit and frequency of the world.
Amen.
Tell somebody, that ain't you.
That ain't you.
You ain't look the same when you conform yourself to the world thinking.
Amen.
You'll age a whole lot quicker.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at people out in the world today. They look angry. Imagination is the bridge from the invisible to the visible. Imagination. Amen. The devil did not create imagination. God gave that to us because he created us to be creator beings. And listen closely. To design your own future. Listen, if you don't know this, if you don't know who you are, if you're not in touch with who you are, nobody can tell you. People can suggest stuff, but you have to know for yourself. That's how God made you. Tell somebody, I'm a leader. How many believe they're leaders?
Amen.
Let me give you a thought here. There was someone that said, if you're leading and nobody's following, you're just taking a walk. Bonk. Say that with me. Bonk. That means wrong. The first two leaders, and they were male and female, Adam, they had nobody following them. But they were leaders. What a leader is to do. See where the we get it wrong a lot of times is people want to dominate other people. God never created us to dominate other people. There are times when, you know, people will follow leaders. But to be a leader doesn't mean that people are following you. Amen. To be a leader means that you are dominating a domain that God has placed you in. You see, let me say it this way. If you ask somebody why were they created, most people, and I'm not being mean here, but most people in a religious sense would say, we were created to worship God. Bomp, say bomp. No, we do worship God. That's not why you were created. Why we were created were, write this down if you're writing, we were created to manage God's creation. Amen. To take care of what God created. He told Adam to till the garden. We don't see Adam anywhere playing a guitar or singing hymns. And, you know, that's okay and that's wonderful. We don't see that. We see him in relationship with God. As a heir, as a co-laborer with God, tending to what God created. He said, Adam, tend to the garden. Adam was to expand the garden. If you read it properly, he was to expand everything, increase everything until the whole earth was a garden. And then it would go from earth to another planet, garden to another planet, till all the universe, a garden of the increase of his government and his peace, there's no end. But see, if we're looking from the human aspect of it, all we are looking at is what is in front of us in our environment. And much of that is governed by the memories we've stored up, whether they are good experiences or bad experiences. And thus, the filter. Because you got a whole bunch of experiences that you, if you had your druthers, you'd get rid of. Amen. You wouldn't have gone through. And so now your life is filtered through that dirty filter.
This year's Pour the Oil Worship Conference is the place to be on October 4th and 5th. It's an atmosphere where everyone who serves in any area of ministry will be refreshed. Pour the Oil Conference serves you. And it's happening at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce. Call 772-475-6800 for more information or visit pourtheoilconference.com to register. See you on October 4th and 5th at the Pour the Oil Conference.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.